BBC Radio Devon Forum. Monday afternoon, it's Pippa Quelch with you. Each week, we have been going behind the scenes of some of Devon's locked-up museums. It is fascinating hearing the amazing things that are on display and not on display behind the locked doors of the museums, dusting off those artefacts and all of the artwork to see what's hidden in some of the county's well-known places of historical interest, and also some of the lesser-known ones. I'm sure there are plenty of museums here in the county that you haven't had the chance to visit yet. Well, this is a first for us here at BBC Radio Devon, and for Liz Redfern, the trustee of Bampton Heritage and Visitor Centre. Liz, welcome along. It's good to have you on the show.
Thank you. It's very good to be here.
Tell us a little bit about Bampton's Heritage and Visitor Centre. It hasn't been open for, well, it's been a few years, so I suppose it's one of Devon's newest museums.
Yes, I think we are one of the youngest, but we've been open since 2013, after a very generous Heritage Lottery Fund grant and lots of financial support from local businesses too.
And I suppose what's really interesting about it is that you're based in a church.
Yes, we are. When we were looking for a home for this idea that some people had, the church were in the middle of reordering the way they organised their space, and there was quite a bit of space at the back of the church, and they were keen to invite us in to set up the Heritage Centre with all its display boards and exhibition cabinets and so on, so they could have people other than those who attended services regularly coming into the church. And of course, churches were always community places in the past. So, and the church is one of our great buildings in the town in terms of our heritage. So it really fitted together.
It's
been a successful relationship since.
I was just going to say, new way of doing things, isn't it, for everyone? But a win-win by the sounds of things for all involved. But what a frustrating year. You've had to be closed throughout, have you?
Yeah, well, we closed, obviously, back in March with the first lockdown. We were able to reopen in August with the help and support of our volunteers and a lot of work to make the whole thing COVID safe. But we did open on August the 13th, and we've had something like 250 visitors since the beginning of the year, which is low for us. We normally have about 1,600, but it's meant we've been able to keep going. And since we reopened in August, we had over 50 visitors. So it's kept us going and kept the interest going, which is important.
Well, exactly. And it's not easy. Have you got much storage space? Because so many museums have so many other exhibits behind the scenes, don't they?
Yes, we have various places, including some of the trustees' houses, where we store things, some of our bigger objects and some of the ones that we only bring out from time to time. We, like most museums, we have more artefacts than we have display space for. But that means, yes, that means we can refresh the exhibits, and Ken, our curator trustee, is great at finding things that are part of the history of Bampton. And then usually in a normal year, we have a couple of new exhibits each year.
It sounds like a real team effort.
It is. That's one of the great things about being involved in this. It's volunteer run and staffed, and we're all a great team, and we have lots of fun as well as, you know, taking it seriously and doing it in a very professional way.
Now, I've taken a look at the website. I haven't had the chance to visit yet. That will change as soon as we're all open again. I'm looking forward to getting around
Devon.
Oh, that'd
be nice. Yeah. Forward to welcoming you.
But one thing drew my eye from the website, and I'm sure it does of many visitors. Talk of this 8-foot model of the town's old railway station.
Yes, of course, the railway is part of our history here and was very much part of the industries, moving quarry stone out, bringing cattle in and sheep and so on. And when we were opening, one of the previous vicars of Bampton had made very lovingly a large model of the railway station and the surrounding buildings, which now the buildings are still there. But where the railway station was, it's now a car park. And where the railway sidings were is now a little industrial estate. So it shows even since 1960, when the railways closed, how much the town has continued to develop. And it's a great, great model, and it's a great attraction. We've got a lot of resources related to the railway, including a small film, and it does bring in a certain amount of visitors.
You've won over an awful lot of people now already, because there's some kind of fascination, isn't there, with the railway?
It's, and you say that
it is featured a fair bit then, as you say, in the visitor centre. It's a big part of Bampton.
It is. And of course, yeah, we try and look at the heritage of the locality through the sort of objects and things in our exhibits, through the buildings and the way they've changed, and also the landscape and the way that's changed over the years with quarrying and farming, and of course the railway there as well. So we try and bring all those things together in the videos and exhibits, and we've got a number of publications now as well, which you can still buy online, by the way. And recently, our big development has been about getting out and about and walking round Bampton and its heritage. So we had a new book published last year called Bampton Bounds. We've got a new one being developed at the moment, which takes you slightly further out of Bampton. And we're never short of big ideas in this heritage centre. So we've got plans that we're pulling together now for a future walking festival, because we think Bampton, as well as being a great little town, has surrounding it some great landscape that people will enjoy walking in.
How wonderful. That sounds great. I see as well that there's plenty for children there.
Yes.
You've got your giant jigsaw.
Yes. Well, for old and young children, yes.
Of course, yes. Family Town Trail, dressing up clothes. Oh, yes. I expect you're really looking forward to this pandemic being over and then more people can come and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. We did a project with our local school, our local primary school last year as well, because they had the history of Bampton on their curriculum. So we did some great things with them, and it was wonderful to hear the children's questions and see their enthusiasm about things gone by, so to speak.
I love asking this question. I do it very often. Your favourite exhibit, Liz? Anything perhaps that you think that people should pay more attention to that sometimes gets overlooked?
Well, I just love the stocks. We've got a set of really, really old stocks, which apparently were last used to pummel somebody with something when they got drunk. I'm not sure. But they sort of sit in the corner of the church, and often people pass them by. But they're great pieces of wood at one level, and then they really show how civilized we've become since we used to tie people up and throw things at them.
So no one's been in the stocks recently then?
No.
I will look forward one day to coming and visiting. And thank you for giving us a little virtual tour today on the radio, Liz. Okay. It's great to speak to you. You're not sure when you'll be able to open yet, but you just have to ride with it.
No, as soon as we can, and regulations allow, we'll be reopening, yes, certainly.
And we look forward to hearing more about that walking festival as well, and the guided town trails. I mean, if people want to find out more, it's on the website, yeah?
Yes, it is, and the Facebook page and all those usual things, yes.
What would we do without social media? I don't know. How do we manage?
I know.
Liz, it's great to talk. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Pippa. That's really great. Thank you very much.
It's Liz Redfern, who's a trustee of Bampton Heritage and Visitor Centre. Look it up, and when we're able to, do get along.